Welcome, Mark. Welcome anyone listening with us today to what's likely going to be a very freewheeling conversation because we don't have a guest today, but we are taking a moment to acknowledge somehow we've gotten this show up to 100 episodes. And actually at this point, we've gone past 100 episodes. How are you feeling about that?
It's pretty wild to think that we've hit the triple digits in episodes for What's Up Welland. It kind of snuck up on us, even to a certain extent, right? It was, you know, you start seeing the episodes build and build on the site, and next thing you know, it's like, oh, congratulations, you've hit your 100th. Oh, wait, what? We did? So, yeah, I'm excited to kind of just, you know, rehash some of how we got here, where we're going, possibly, and yeah, just kind of go back through time and see how What's Up Welland has transformed.
Well, as it's become a bit of a token phrase this year, let's get to it.
So, Paul, we've come a long way in two seasons, a long way in so far as 100 plus episodes.
We sure have. Somehow we have hit triple digits. We hit triple digits weeks ago, and the momentum has been so strong that we are just now sitting across from each other talking about it.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance really to acknowledge it other than, you know, offhanded conversations here and there. But like you said, we've been fortunate to have such a great guest list that have come in to speak with us week over week that, you know, and booking some of these people and groups so far in advance, because again, they did want to be a part of the conversation. We wanted to have them as part of the conversation. We weren't even able to slip in the 100th episode to say, hey, pop the corks, blow up the balloons. I don't know, whatever else you do to throw a party to celebrate 100 episodes.
Like, you're talking about the small party hat you're wearing right now.
Yes, yeah? Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
And I guess in a way, it's a great thing that our talking about episode 100 has been delayed, because it just speaks to there are a lot of stories out there. There are a lot of people who want to come and share their stories. And who are we to talk about, look at what we did, in place of someone who has a message that is timely and relevant and far more pertinent than hearing our own voices back at us.
So one of the cool things that I've been kind of keeping an eye on since we had episode one back in 2022, I think February 2022. Yeah. If you had to guess, and I'm looking at where our episodes have been downloaded across the world, how many countries do you think have had an episode download?
Oh, countries. I am going to say is in the 50s realistic?
It's realistic. It's incorrect, but it's realistic.
Big surprise. I'm wrong. And we got called out on that.
32.
Okay.
So we've had downloads in 32 countries and 279 different cities across the globe.
And we have hit 6 continents. If I remember from back once upon a time that we talked about it, was it 6?
It is. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
I mean, granted, our audience is here in Welland primarily, and the Niagara region, of course, has, I think, a keen interest in what's happening in the city, because a lot of what we talk about and a lot of the groups that we do have on, their work or their missions or whatever it is that they're involved with does spread beyond our own city boundaries. But again, that's part of, I think, the great thing about this podcast and what we've been able to do with our friends and groups and organizations that we've had on is spread their message throughout the region. Because again, Niagara is so connected, right? Even though we're 12 municipalities with a 13th, if you counting the region, there are, you know, you drive south, north, east, west out of your municipality that you're in, and you're in another one in very short order, right? There is a lot of connection. So it's been cool to see kind of the growth in that way.
So we once upon a time talked about how far this had reached and how international it had gone. And we knew that certain of the episodes would have that reach simply because when you are talking about International Women's Day, when you are talking about Overdose Awareness Day, there is that broader scope far outside of Niagara because it affects multiple communities across countries. But when you see those numbers as far as the number of countries, and when you think back to that first conversation about, we're going to launch a podcast, are you game? Did you think that that many countries would be factored in when we knew there would be those broader topic episodes that are relevant. Did you ever foresee we've got continents and multiple, like, countries beyond count that have people tuning in? Did you ever think that would happen?
No, not to the magnitude that it has. I mean, certainly, hey, I have an aunt or uncle over in Germany or Finland or Brazil, wherever, right? And maybe you say, hey, you know, I was on a podcast, have a listen, right? And they download the episode and that's great. But, you know, sometimes it's just that word of mouth that, you know, kind of starts to spread things. And yes, what we talk about is hyperlocal, of course. But as you mentioned, some of those much broader topics that really transcend any one particular boundary or municipality, people are going to have an interest in. And we're fortunate here in Niagara. We have so many fantastic experts who can speak on these topics, right?
So with having so many experts to come speak with us, to visit with us, did you think when we started this, did you think that episode 100 was something we would reach? Or did you go in thinking if we get to 50 episodes, that's fantastic and it has served its purpose and maybe there's another way to communicate? Did you think that there would be this many stories? And I'm of the thinking we haven't even scratched the surface yet on stories we can keep having. Did you, because this was your original idea, did you think we would get this far or that the interest that something would peter out and we would have to refocus and go in a different communications direction?
I thought listener interest would fade out first. Just right. Anytime something is new, it's, oh, look at this. It's shiny. This is great. Let's, you know, new toy. Right. But it really hasn't. It's been pretty steady throughout, which is, I think, pleasantly surprising. Did I think we'd get to 100 episodes? I want to say yes. Did I think we'd get here this quick? Absolutely not. I mean, we have not missed a week.
We haven't.
Other than around, you know, the holiday break in December when it's, you know, schedules for everybody are so packed and it's time for us to actually wind down. And we've actually doubled up some weeks. So it's been, I mean, from February, maybe as late February 2022 to November 2023, that's not two full years. And yet we're 100 plus episodes, right? So they've been rolling out.
No, we have not missed a week. And I know there were a couple instances where it felt like, okay, maybe this is when that balloon hits the ground and we regroup and we explain and we get back to it the 2 weeks later. And no, somehow we have not. And I attribute so much of that to our good friend Jane Walker Scott, because when we have had some of when the gremlins have crept into our equipment and we've had some issues with sound or audio files that we think are
there,
great or there, and she sends us the email letting us know, actually, guys, just kidding. She's able to repurpose files. She's able, with that ear and the however many clicks of her mouse, she's been able to save a couple episodes that otherwise would have been that, well, this many days without a miss. We've never had to restart that clock to zero. And I mean, let's be honest, we would not have the show that we are talking about right now if she was not with us in the wings week after week, episode after episode. And the fact that we've then dipped into double episode weeks, which that started happening because of the municipal election. And then this year, especially, we got to do it because we launched the college drop-in. I think it was give or take this time last year that we started thinking, I wonder if it's possible to get them in a conversation and what would that look like? And I don't see an end in sight to those weeks where we get to drop two episodes, because the college has really leaned in and they are finding guests who have great information to share about not just the college community, but how does that college community integrate and mesh with the broader Welland community?
Well, and again, you're right. When we're talking about our experts that we have at our disposal in our own backyard, who better in some cases than Niagara College, right? You've got the number one research college in the province, number two in the country, and they are just a deep, deep well of scholars and researchers who are so incredibly smart in their fields of expertise, which is a really unsmart way to say what I'm trying to say. So thank goodness that we do have them. But yeah, it's been great, right? Because I think we've seen that evolution of, oh, we're going to talk a little bit about municipal process and kind of help people understand what it is we do. What is a bylaw, for example, right? We hear the term, but we don't always know what these things mean. And it's evolved from that kind of government 101 to, well, let's dig deep into some topics, right? Whether it's, International Women's Day, you know, we've had Birchway Niagara on to talk about that and the impact of intimate partner violence and gender-based violence. We've had our friends from the Fort Erie Native Friendship Center come on to talk about National Day for Truth and Reconciliation.
We have had Pathstone come on, much like Birchway, a couple times because what they see in the community changes and evolves. The needs that they are meeting, sometimes the information they're sharing it's impactful. It's hurtful to hear because that's the reality for so many in our community, but we get to host those conversations. And when those statistics ring a bit of an alarm bell, we can still frame it in, there's still friendly conversation around what can we learn from it? How can we do better? How can we work for change? And it is such a privilege when I, as thrilled as I am to highlight what goes on within the municipality, it is such a privilege when guests from the community either contact us about how can we join your conversation or how easy they are to work with in setting up a conversation, whether we've initiated it or they have. I've seen that as a privilege almost from day one in that they want to come talk with us. Let's play and let's talk about what's going on.
Well, one of the things, and I know a lot of my colleagues in municipal communications will sympathize with this, is that they will hear the comment from the public who say, I don't know what's happening, or I didn't know what was going on, or who are these people? What's in my community? And part of it comes down to, well, whose responsibility is it to kind of get that information out there, right? For us, we look at it as, yeah, we're the municipality of the city of Welland. We have what we need, what we are legislatively required to get out there for certain things, whether it's planning, building, infrastructure, et cetera. But why can't we be that kind of community hub when it comes to what's going on? Let's share that message. Let's talk about, the Welland food drive, for example. Let's talk about what's happening with whomever, whatever group, if they have things going on and let the community know so that, again, it's not just that municipal, oh, here we go, get another lecture from government, right? Like it's more than that.
And how many of our conversations have been timely, have been pertinent to what is actually going on more or less at that moment in the community when we have had to communicate about Welland Fire and Emergency Services, we've been able to have a morning conversation and maybe get that episode out in the afternoon or within 24 hours. And I know last year when there were some concerns about how a communication on social media was received and could have stood to be clarified, the speed at which we were able to get a podcast conversation going and you in following the temperature of how the commentary is playing out on social media, I remember we talked about how quickly you saw that temperature drop and that words on a screen did one thing, words spoken over the podcast were a balm to, oh, that's what was meant. And just how wonderful to have conversations that are actually being received and you get to see the impact they have.
Well, and you'd mentioned Jane before about, how quickly she reacts to some of the things that we throw at her. In that example you just mentioned, I think credit to our fire chief, Adam Eckhart, on that one, because what could have easily have just been, well, we put the information out there and the community is receiving it in such a way, but it's out there. He was so quick to take me up on the offer of, hey, chief, let's further this conversation. Let's clear up some of these things. Because again, that was his goal too. It was not just get the information out there, which was goal number one, but it was, now we have to clarify some things. So let's do that. And how can we do that? And what's the best way to do that? So, there has been that appetite from within as well to really make sure that the message we're putting out is on point and it clarifies anything that we may have missed. Because let's be honest, that's going to happen from time to time. We are going to miss the mark. We're going to phrase something in such a way that it reads differently to others' eyes than it did for ours. And the only thing we can do at that point is to go back and say, hey, yeah, let's clarify this, because what we wanted you to receive isn't what you received. So let's try this again. So it's been nice to see that uptake from within as well.
So we are hitting episode 100. Would I be remiss in, or is it too self-congratulatory to talk about the recognitions that the podcast has received? That we did not start this for the sake of really anything more than communicating what was going on within City Hall as a municipality and what was going on in our community. But yeah, how self-congratulatory is it to mention that we've won awards along the way? And not only that, but we have had conversations with other municipalities that were launching podcasts. And this was held up at times as that little bit of a, look at what you guys have done. How can we learn from it? And then they've gone off and done that. Again, this was your idea once upon a time, to know that there are awards pinned to it, to know that others have looked to What's Up Welland as cool. How can we put our own spin on it? What does that say to you as the value of a communications tool, as communications filtering so much farther than that initial audience that was thought of?
Well, I think you nailed it. It's a communications tool, right? It's not, you know, we weren't the first ones to start a podcast, right? This isn't some new revolutionary thing that we are doing. We took an existing medium and tailored it to our community. And I think that's where we've had our success. I think that's where we've maybe risen a little bit above some others, in the sense of we've really made it a community-centric conversation, right? Again, it's that split between what's happening in City Hall and what's happening in the community. And who are the people, again, both in and outside of the organization, that make up the fabric of Welland. So yeah, it's been validating to a certain extent to, you know, be recognized for the work that we've done. And as you mentioned before, right, we haven't missed a week. Paul, you've had a huge, huge hand in so much of the background organization of communicating with guests and swapping questions back and forth and outlines and organization and coordination and the number of solo episodes you've taken on, because I've been like, hey, Paul, I've got a meeting at 11. So, okay, you're up. You know, to Jane's work and, you know, our student Javier, who does our amazing graphics for What's Up. Like it's a really neat thing to see come together in the way that it has. And to be recognized for it, you know, again, that's not on any one person's particular plate. It really is, you know, for the group. But it's for the community too, right? It's without them, without the number of people who have come on to share their voices and in the capacity that they have, none of it's possible. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, maybe that is where we leave it. As we are winding down, I mean, it's so easy. It is that token phrase. Follow us on engagewelland.ca/podcast for how we got to today and where we are going beyond today. Is that our parting thought? Is there a sign off for today?
No, I think that's it. You know, it's, you know, we're at 100 and something episodes. Every expectation is that we're coming back in the new year after we wrap up season 2. Will we hit another 100? Who knows? But as always, we hope everybody who's listened so far joins us for that continued ride.
Regardless of what episode number we ultimately hit, we're going to have fun along the way.